WCHL News Time is 8:38. I'm Rod Stutz, and we have a couple of special guests in the studio today. Danny Gotham and Jeff Hart are here, and we're going to talk about a very special event coming this weekend, the Fab Four at 50. How you doing, guys?
Wonderful.
All right.
I am more excited about this than I have been in a long time about things that are happening in the community, and you guys are two of the main movers and shakers behind this whole movement. Tell us what this commemorates for those who might not know.
Well, Fab Four at 50. 50 years ago this Sunday, the Ed Sullivan Show had a band from England called the Beatles. That was their first appearance, and I remember very well. And anyway, I kind of had this circle on my calendar quite a while ago. I looked into the New Year calendar and said, my God, it's going to fall on a Sunday, yep. Which was the same night as Ed Sullivan. So I said, this is a great opportunity to do this. And Jefferson had some great shows that he organized. There was the All Things Must Pass show and the Grand Parsons thing, and I had an idea that we could do something like that with the Beatles commemoration. So that's what we did.
Jeff, I know that the Beatles have had a profound impact on your life, not only as a musician but as a person. How have they affected you?
They pretty much dominated everything ever since I gave up baseball. I think they happened just about the same time I was easing my way out of sports. But I was telling Danny that I somehow ended up buying all the English albums first, as opposed to he got all the American albums. So, you know, just about every way. I learned guitar. I wanted to write songs. And I do remember them vaguely on TV when I was, you know, a toddler. And I had the Beatles by the Chipmunks, you know.
Oh, gosh.
So I was on a path to Beatledom from then on.
Well, I'm not even a musician like you guys, but just a music lover, and they've had just a tremendous impact on me. I can still remember hearing I Want to Hold Your Hand for the first time and walking all the way downtown to buy the first album. And Danny, how have they impacted your life?
Basically, they made me who I am. I mean, that sounds like I'm making some grand, you know, statement, but it's the truth. You know, I was 9 years old, Ron.
Yeah.
When you're 9 years old, you're 9 years old, you're a kid, but I swear I felt like somebody took like an arrow and just shot it through my heart. I mean, it was just this really significant moment. I just knew there was something really, really big going on. It was huge. And you remember that too, and I think a lot of people kind of grabbed it. And I remember a lot of people wanting to learn how to play the guitar or the drums or the bass or whatever. But the chosen few kind of stuck it out, and I became a musician basically because of them. That's what it boils down to. So
I was 13 at the time, by the way.
Yeah, and I was 9.
same kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the event. The event to commemorate all this, the Fab Four at 50, will happen this Sunday. Jeff, tell us what's going to happen and some of the people who are participating.
Yeah, and Danny might have to help me with some of the names. I know the faces and the names, but just to try to think of them now. But yeah, I think it's probably two sets of 12 songs each.
Approximately,
roughly broken into Up to the Rubber Soul era for set one, from the beginning to there. And then set two is from Revolver on. And, gosh, I don't know how many people are in it.
Probably about 35, 37, something like that. And if you count all the people in the house bands and all the individual performers, it's a pretty big crew.
We even have some children helping sing at near the end.
A whole bunch of talented local musicians, which I think is really cool. And I'm looking forward to being there. I want to ask Jefferson Hart, what are you performing?
I'm performing George Harrison's song Something from Abbey Road.
Wonderful.
And I've always loved that. The solo is one that I've probably memorized for years and years, and it's just, I mean, the whole song is just so beautiful. But I'm also sitting in with Danny on And Your Bird Can Sing, and I'm also sitting in on While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Wow. Well, And Your Bird Can Sing is really hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's interesting because the other night we rehearsed it for the first time with all of us, and I was telling him, you know, for years and years, that was on my bucket list. I said, I always wanted to learn that. You know, it's this famous part that has all these overdub lines and everything, and we rehearsed it, and it was like, oh my God, this is wonderful. It was great. So that's going to be one of the ones I'm looking forward to. I'm going to be playing also in the house band in the first set, but one in particular that I'm looking forward to. Well, there's two of them I should mention. One is In My Life. I'm doing a duet with a friend of mine named Wes Collins. He's a fantastic singer, songwriter. And then If I Fell, doing that with Rebecca Newton and Rob Scherer. That's going to be really nice.
Yeah. Yep. In My Life is...
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
It always gets to me.
Me too.
How do folks find out more? Jefferson, website?
Let's see. Go to catscradle.com and go to the calendar, and that's where they'll find more about the show. Plus, they can get their advance tickets there. It's $10 at the door. Yep. It's a 7 p.m. show. It's very early. It's a school night, but it's early. I mean, we had to make it early so we could have children involved.
Yeah, and it's also a fundraiser.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Kids Knows is going to be getting a portion of the proceeds, and I think that's something I just wanted to say, just kind of a personal note here. Part of this thing for me is about kids, because we're going 50 years earlier. I'm remembering what it was like when I was 9 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
And my fondest wish, this might sound a little bit corny, but I really mean this, I'm hoping that these kids that we're going to have involved toward the end of the show, 50 years from now, they're going to look back in this night and go, that was a great, you know, a great moment. And it's a great thing to think that the music is going to be going on for more generations.
Well, whatever we can do to share all that wonderful stuff with the younger generations is terrific.
That's right.
All ages show, definitely.
Yeah. This is going to be, it starts at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
Sunday night, Cat's Cradle. I will be there as your MC.
That's right. You're going to be MCing.
These guys are going to be playing along with so many other very talented people. And man, we're all looking forward to it. I hope you will be there too.
Great.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Pleasure,
Ron.
All right.